Reveal Halo, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so we're on chapter 10. And we're going to get really deep into this. So, for those that are wondering, we're not sure how often we'll be able to put these videos out, but we'll try our best to. Just in case you're wondering, oh, well, why haven't you uploaded another one yet? Or when is the next one going to be released? When is the next one going to be out? Well, wait, what?
We have some time constraints.
We have some what?
Time constraints.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have time constraints. Not to mention, she works on the on during the week, so we're really not able to record during the week, really. I mean,
and I have serenity rehearsal on Sunday nights, so
if we are able to record during the week, they're gonna be very short as hell. So anyway, a few notes before we start. This is well, there's mature content in this, so your discretion is advised. Also, I am not making fun of anyone's person. This is just my interpretation of how the characters are. So I'm not degrading a person based on their characteristics or them as a person. With that being said, are you ready for chapter 10?
Yep.
Okay, here's chapter 10. Wait. What time is it?
6:30 a.m.
And the fucking I get a headache. Ow, 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 ow. Shit, fuck, damn it, dick.
So do I.
I'm gonna go walk around and see if I I'm gonna go get some air or something. Wait, what?
Okay.
Okay, she doesn't really sound happy today, but maybe I'm just overthinking things. Anyway. He walks out the door. Huh. The fuck is this box doing in the middle of the road? Huh. What the hell? Wait. He approaches the box. Wait, that's not just a box, that's... Oh no. There's a person inside it. Hold on. Hey, can you hear me? Hello?
Hi.
Are you lost, or...?
My parents died in a car crash last week.
Oh. Wait, how long have you been out here?
3 weeks now.
Wait. If they... I don't get it.
I forgot about the news.
If they passed last week, then how are you...
They tried to put me in your apartment. They were abusive to me, okay? My parents and my brother were abusive to me, and they tried to put me in an abusive foster home, but I ran away.
Oh. Well. God, you look awful. Do you mind if I take you in and get you, presentable? And he picks her up and carries her. What in the hell is that? What do you mean, what's that? Why are you carrying that person? Oh, shit. Shit. Hold on. He picks up the intercom. I have your attention, please. We got an emergency. It's a code red. Ah. What is it now? Did you have to wake me up with that thing? Did you have to... Wait, what? Okay, just come in here, okay? Okay. Holy shit, she looks terrible. She looks very terrible. Alright, come with me. I'm gonna get you presentable, okay? Oh god. Okay, let's see. So... Do you know what size you wear, or...?
No.
What?
No.
I'm gonna take a look here. Okay, there we go. Okay. Okay, you have the same size as one of my daughters, so... I don't think they would mind, so...
Lice comes out of her hair.
Oh. Okay, we need to address that right now. I'm gonna have to shave your head, okay? And your eyebrows. Oh, God.
Gross.
Two bugs hang down from her eyebrows. Okay. What's your name?
Faith Elizabeth Jones.
Don't tell me you're related to him. He points to a photo.
It's my brother.
Well, thankfully he won't be able to abuse you in any way, shape, or form anymore because he's dead. He died a few years ago, actually. So. But anyway, let me go ahead and get this taken care of, okay?
Okay.
Lean your head down a little bit. Okay. Bugs begin scattering all over the floor as the hair falls out while he shaves it. Okay. I almost got all of it. There you go. Okay. No. I'll shave your eyebrows, okay? Hold very, very still, okay? This is a razor, and it will cut the shit out of you if you move. Okay? Just hold still, okay? The bugs are chopped off. Oh god. Okay. He shaves her eyebrows. There you go, you're looking good already, okay? Okay. Now, I got you some clothes here. Well, they're not really yours yet. But there,
what about a bath?
Well, I'll give you one of those too. And we are in the bathroom anyway, so. Okay. Do you need me to help you undress, or can you do it?
I got it. She takes off her clothes only to reveal a nasty smell from her underwear.
Oh, God. Okay. I have to wash these. Okay.
Joshua peeks in.
What's going on here? Oh. He turns and walks away. I can't deal with that. So, when was the last time you had a bath anyway?
About a month ago.
A month?
Uh-huh. But
where did you have the bath at?
My parents' shower.
And did they allow you to, or did you have to sneak it?
I snuck it.
Oh, God, that's awful. Okay, come here. Okay.
He puts her in the warm bubble bath.
Oh, God, this water's gonna turn to sludge by the time I'm done cleaning you. Okay. There you go. Are you able to wash yourself, or do you need me to help you with that?
I can do it.
Oh God. Oh God, this water's gonna be nasty by the time you're done with it. Alright, go ahead and get that out the way, okay?
Her feet are black.
What in the hell is going on in here? Nothing. Bullshit. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and head out before I puke all over the place.
He notices the greasy hair, the dirty underwear, and the dirty water.
What the hell? I'm going to be sick. Okay. Alright, did you finish up there? Or...
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna wash your hair, okay? Or what's left of it. Okay. Oil falls from her head in chunks as he washes her hair. I'm gonna be sick. Okay. There you go. Okay. How do you feel?
Better?
Alright, come on, let's get you out and get you dressed, okay?
A robot cleans the tub and washes the underwear and clothes and picks up the greasy hair off the floor.
Dress yourself.
Yeah. My brother raped me.
Oh, that's why it's red. Ooh. So that's why it's like that. Okay. Okay, so are you dressed completely or?
Yes.
Carry you. Here. Okay, I'm gonna lay you on this couch, okay?
Okay.
He lays her down on the couch and then hugs her. Safe right here, okay? You don't have to worry about a thing.
Will you be my daddy?
I don't know. I would have to. I would have to talk to. Oh God, I just can't say no. Hold on, I'll be back in a minute. He walks back into the room, sweat covering his face. Well, this morning was a rough one. Hello. Oh, you're probably still asleep. Okay, I'll just ask you in a bit. Well, if you won't wake her up, then I will. No, I would not advise that. I'd not. Did you forget what happened with Talia? I woke her up? Yes, but that was her, this is me. She's still gonna be mad at you. And I'm not gonna be held responsible, so I'm out. Whatever you say. He approaches her. Hello, you need to wake up. Alright. I guess I got no choice. He picks up an air horn. Don't do it. And why not? I just want to get kicked in the balls. Well, she needs to wake up, so he blares two of them at the same time. I'm out of here. He sneakily walks out the door without anyone noticing. As you'll see, nothing happened.
Oh, he throws a pillow.
Wait, what the hell? What was that?
Get out!
I just tried to wake you up, but... Okay, I will. Hey, what the hell was that about? Like, why did he decide to wake you up like that? Okay, so she's not awake yet, so I'll have to ask her whenever she wakes up, okay?
Joshua walks in.
Why is she mad? Why is Elizabeth mad? I don't know. I hold no accountability for that. Because I woke her up with two air horns at the same time. That was a stupid idea. And why is it? Let's just say, you may want to be as far away from her as possible right now. Oh, whatever. I need to talk to you about something. Whenever you're calmer.
She snuggles under the blanket, putting her face in the pillow.
You know what? I'm gonna put her back to sleep since you decided to wake her up. I'm gonna lay here right next to you, okay? He lays down next to her. Holds her close. Don't know why the hell he decided to wake you up like that, but turn your head this way for a second.
She looks at him.
He kisses her softly. Got something important to talk to you about later. That's okay with you. Snuggles up to her. Feels nice.
She smiles.
There you go. There's that smile. I tell you, do you know why she's pissed off at me? All I did was wake her up. I think that's Alyssa.
You shouldn't have woke her up with the air horns.
I mean, I've seen him do it before. Yeah, she was mad at me too. For at least a month, actually. So I never did it again. I got her back to sleep, thankfully. When you wake her up, you gotta be gentle about it. You can't just do that. Like how I wake her up is, well, you can't wake her up that way anyway. But a couple hours pass. Damn it. When she's gonna wake up? Really need to talk to her about this. But this is a big deal. I mean, I woke her before. Didn't use an air horn before. Trust me, that is the worst way to wake her up. But how do you know this?
How do I know? How do I know? Because I've done it.
She awake already? I don't know. Just letting her sleep. Because you didn't allow her to do that. Bill, you said you needed to talk to her. That doesn't mean wake her up like that.
I'm running sexy. Yeah. Awake. I'm awake.
So, I got something important to talk to you about. I feel like I should talk to you about this before just doing it, because I don't want you to be mad.
What is it?
So you know the girl that we found in that box on the side of the road?
Yeah, what about her?
Well, she asked me if I would be her daddy. Let me try that again. Okay, for real this time. Okay. She asked me if I would be her daddy. I told her I had to talk to you first. So. She doesn't appear to have anyone else.
How old is she?
She's 10, I think. She looks 10 at least. Do you want me to bring her in here, or do you wanna? Couldn't flat out say no to her. Because, I mean, I didn't say yes either. I told her that I would have to talk to you about it.
Go ahead, adopt her.
Okay. Just look at her. Look at her face. She's sitting over there, by the way.
What's her name?
Faith. Jones.
Oh, no.
Yep, you had the same assumption I did. And yes, it's true.
Don't tell me.
He's her brother.
Dirty, sick bastard.
Anyway, I'm gonna go to the courthouse and get this sorted out.
He didn't rape her, did he?
Oh. Well. the area was red, so I can only assume he did.
No.
So. So, I'm gonna go get this taken care of, okay?
Oh.
Wait, what?
Good luck.
He hugs her. Okay. Also, I think you should know she doesn't have medical insurance, which she'll need in case she ever needs to be on medication for anything. Good to know now. That way I can get both of those done in one day. Okay. Well, I'll see y'all later. Wait, where is she? Is that her sleeping over there? What?
What?
Is that her sleeping over there?
Yeah.
Look at how peaceful she is. Look at how peaceful she looks.
No.
Alright, well, go take care of this. But before I do, he walks up and hugs her.
Thirty minutes
past. Well, I notice you want to see me. Alright, I'll listen to your case, but it depends on what it is. Well, are you aware of the name, Faith Jones? Unfortunately, yes I am, and not in the best way possible. What do you mean? Well, he accidentally pocket dials Elizabeth. I really hope I didn't accidentally do that. As I was saying,
start streaming, stop recording, checkbox checked.
Unfortunately, I know that name under bad circumstances. Wait, what do you mean? Well, her parents were not the best to her, and they abused her on a daily basis. They barely paid attention to her. They didn't really care what other people did to her. Hence the incident of what happened a few years ago with her brother. And her parents wanted her to be moved to a foster home. However, she ran away before I could give my ruling. And my ruling was going to be no, I'm not putting her in another bad situation. So, I mean, we have her birth certificate, so if you want to adopt her, we can go ahead and finalize that for you. Does your wife know about this, though? I talked to her about it earlier. She knows. Alright, well, that's good. At least you're not doing what some people would do and just do it just for the hell of it. And then let her find out later. Yeah. That would not have been a good idea. Ugh. Alright, well, here's the papers. Go ahead and sign them. And I'll get those notarized for you. And she will be taking your last name. He signs the papers and hands them to the judge. Pleasure doing business with you, sir. He then goes to apply for medical insurance.
15 more minutes pass. Joshua finds Lizzie sitting on the stairs with her headphones in.
You okay?
He hears her singing.
She doesn't look okay at all. I don't know what is the problem, but I don't know if I should intervene.
Joshua recognizes the song instantly.
Oh, that song. Oh. That can't be good. So what do we do? Gotta wait until she's ready to talk to somebody about it. About how she's feeling. He approaches her. Well, she doesn't look like she's paying attention. And I'm not gonna do anything that gets her attention. At least not right now.
They notice a cut running up the side of her leg.
Oh, shit. Wait, how did she get that? That looks to be from a razor blade. If I am correct, I don't know.
They notice blood coming from her left wrist as well. They notice a bloody razor blade beside her.
Shit. Maybe they did do something. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to make sure that she survives this. He carries her to a medical room while she's distracted. She doesn't seem to notice. I'm going to connect her to IVs, make sure she pulls through.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
What'd you bring me in here for?
Because you have cuts on you, and one of them looks fatal. Luckily, it's not. What the?
The steps are being cleaned.
Why is she in there? Because... Well, I don't think she wanted anybody to know, but I saw it, so... I think it's time you found out. What? Know about what? Well, she seems depressed because she has razor cuts on her body. One on her leg and the other on one of her arms. There was blood all around her. I don't know what made her want to do this. But I think you should...
Michael is logged in. Michael joined Root Channel.
I think you should talk to her because you're married to her.
Joshua comes in.
Well then. What do we have here? Oh, Lord. No.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me you did this.
Lizzie sings part of Whiskey Lullaby. She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time. But she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until night.
This is not good. This is not... I can't deal with this right now. I'm gonna go and make sure that the child is okay. I can't.
Joshua looks at Lizzie with tears. Joshua looks at Lizzie with tears in his eyes.
I can't let her see her like this. He walks out. Wait, what? What's wrong?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Look, I've known you long enough to know when something's wrong. You can tell me.
Everything is peachy.
No. No, it's not. I literally see the depression in your eyes.
Everything is fine.
It's not fine. Even I can tell that. Look, you can tell me anything, okay? Wait, does Ella have a phone? I don't know. I can't remember if she does or not. Well, I'm calling her anyway. Because I see a number with her name on it. So I'm going to call it anyway. Okay then. He calls her. Come on, answer. This is very urgent.
Hello?
Hey, we need you to come to the house immediately.
Why?
Your mother has razor cuts on her body. One on her arm and the other on her leg. And she's connected to IVs right now.
I'm on my way.
Alright. You know what?
She pulls out another razor blade.
You will not use that. He disarms her. Look.
Give me that!
You don't need to do this.
Give me that.
I most certainly will not.
Give me that razor.
I will not.
I'll fight you for it.
I'm a black belt in Taekwondo, so you can't defeat me.
Betcha I can.
But I don't go after women, so I will have to decline that offer.
I can beat your ass.
Okay, where the hell is Ella? Damn it. Come on. Hey, Ella. Are you out there or?
Yeah.
need to come quick. She's trying to do it again. In here. I had to get the razor blade from her hand. Luckily, I'm strong enough to do it.
Give me that razor.
You will not be getting this razor.
Oh, really?
Joshua approaches. Why do you need the razor? Because why?
I'm ending it.
Why?
I'm stressed.
Why are you stressed?
So much shit going on.
I've
just had so much trauma over the years. It's been hard to deal with. And then we have all the kids and...
Why didn't you say that? I actually have made a nursery for the children. And... Well, you don't have to worry about the thing, because they'll be taken care of by workers that are hired around the clock. Wait, Faith is outside the door looking at... Oh no. She sees you. You do know she sees you, right?
And
you know she has feelings too, right?
Yeah.
Just look at that face. Just look at her face. Hold on, I'll bring her in here. He walks out, takes her by the hand, and leads her in the room. Sorry you had to see this, but just take one look.
Mommy?
Wait, what?
Mommy? I can't look at her.
If she ends it, then he looks her dead in the face. If you end it, doing the exact same thing.
faith runs out.
Well, that was not a good idea. You think?
Michael left through the channel. Michael is logged out.
He approaches her. Serious. If you do it, then I'll be doing it too. You really think I'm kidding, though?
She falls asleep.
I'm not moving right here. I'll be up all night if I have to. I don't need to sleep. Joshua approaches Faith. Are you alright? Are you okay?
Why was she looking like that?
What is she? What?
Oh. Why did she have all those?
Ops 30.0.0 profile.
Why does she wanna
start streaming? Stop recording.
Do that.
Why'd she have all those needles in her?
Wait, I can't really hear you. You might need to get closer. Your head.
Why does she have all those needles in her?
Well, I want to tell you, but I don't, because I don't want you to be sad.
Tell me.
I can't. Look, Faith. She tried to commit suicide. She tried to kill herself because of all the things she's faced.
What?
Yes, she tried. She wanted this razor. But I got it away from her. And trust me, it has nothing to do with you at all. She's been feeling this way for a while, but I never saw the signs before.
Joshua paced into the room to find James settling her.
Find a what?
James settling her to sleep.
I'll be up all night if I have to. I don't need to sleep.
You need to sleep.
No. No, I don't.
I'll be fine here.
I can't sleep, because what if I wake up and you're dead? I just can't.
Go.
What?
I said go. Joshua walks in.
Wait, what's going on here? Oh.
Nothing.
Nothing. I'm just gonna go, I guess. Okay, I don't get it. He walks out the door.
I told him to leave.
But why?
I told him I'd be fine here.
I think he took that as something else. Because I don't know if he's gonna be coming back. Because, like, when you told him that, he just... I think he misinterpreted what you meant. But, we just had to wait and see. I don't know.
A few hours pass.
Well, guess I'll be out here on this canyon for now. Maybe someone will eventually spot me. Who knows? I've been traversing this canyon for hours now. She told me to just go, so that's what I did.
He receives a text from Joshua. You need to get back to the house quick. Lizzie's having a nightmare. She wants you.
He responds, but she told me to just go. Yeah, see. He thinks that you told him to just leave, like not just out of the room, but entirely.
I meant leave the room. I didn't say leave the house.
All right, hold on. He seems to be the only person that can get you to calm down from these nightmares. Because even when I try it, it doesn't work at all. Or nobody else. Alright, he's on his way, I think. He walks into the house. Is anybody in here? Well, that's great. He's inside the house now. Oh, hey.
Hi. I meant for you just to leave the room for a little bit. I needed some time by myself. I didn't mean for you to leave the whole house.
Oh. I thought you meant the house.
I had a nightmare, though.
What happened? was a nightmare.
Face brother came back.
Wait, what?
I had that nightmare that Face brother would come back and abuse her.
He physically can't because he's dead. And his spirit was condemned, remember?
Yeah, but it still scares me. She's in their bed, in the bedroom, sleeping.
Wait, Faith is in the room sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, am I the only one that can calm you down from these nightmares? Kisses her softly. Sleep, okay?
What?
Sleep if you want to. Well, I do have something that could help you. Have you ever heard of a dream catcher?
Yeah?
Well, why don't you have one of those put up?
I used to when I was little.
Well, I think you'll need one again.
True story, I actually did have a dream catcher when I was little.
Oh. So,
yeah.
Alright, let me just put one up here. Okay, there we go. Now, Ally should help you. Want to try to go to sleep and see if it helps, or are you too scared to do it?
Joshua comes in bringing his guitar. What are you doing?
Well, I know where to put her to sleep.
What?
He begins to play a slow melodic melody. Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and head out. Need to check on a few things. So I'll be back. I'm sure you're gonna be okay.
He starts to play Three Wooden Crosses. Oh my god. Is that...
I think it is. I've heard that song before. I actually did a cover of it a few years ago.
No!
Yeah, I actually did. I mean, my timing was off by a little bit, but other than that, it's pretty good.
Only in like two parts.
But, so you're sure gonna be okay in here?
They get the shock of a lifetime. Randy Travis comes in. What the? How the?
I can't exactly sing like I used to. But I
what the hell?
What the fuck? Alright. You can thank me.
God.
You can thank me for that. How the fuck?
Oh my God. How did you?
I knew his manager, so I contacted him, and well, the rest is history.
Oh my God!
Hey, are you sure you're gonna be okay in here?
I am now!
He hugs her. I'm gonna go check on her, okay?
My friends for Joshua to start playing the melody for Three Wooden Crosses. And they sing. That's nice.
I want to go check on Faith, okay?
Okay. She falls asleep.
He walks into the room. Faith, are you in here? Are you okay?
I'm just worried about Mom.
What?
I'm worried about my mom.
What about her? I left for a couple hours, though.
Why?
Because I thought she told me to just leave the house. Why'd you just run out, though?
I didn't want to see her that way.
Kiss her tightly. Ran out after I said what I said when I said that if she ended everything else doing the same thing.
Joshua walks in.
Oh, hey, well, you're finally awake.
How's Mommy?
Oh, she's fine.
She's sleeping?
Yeah, she's sleeping. You wanna see her? Wait, did you say you wanted to see her?
Yes.
Carries her into the room. She is right there. How does she look?
Mommy. She hugs Lizzie tightly.
Just be careful with those IVs. You don't want to pull them out by accident.
Joshua watches with a smile.
I'm glad you actually did decide to adopt her. I wasn't about to put her back out on the street like that. If I had to, that would have killed me. How does it feel here compared to where you used to be?
I love it here.
Second. Hug you, okay?
Okay.
Reaching out and hugging you tight. He reaches out and hugs her. So, what do we do now? 48% of Americans don't get enough magnesium. Okay. Well, I should probably get some sleep too, so. I'm gonna snuggle up next to her. He snuggles up to her and falls asleep.
Stop recording, checkbox checked.
Well, we hope you liked that chapter, and honestly, well, it wasn't supposed to, it originally wasn't gonna be that sad, but. We decided to improvise, and, well, we actually don't feel that way in any way, shape, or form, like, right now. That's part of the story.
I mean, I did at one point.
Yeah. Yeah, I've felt that way before, but we don't feel that way anymore, at this point in time.
Especially since we have each other.
So, anyway, if you're ever feeling any kind of suicide, like if you're having any suicidal thoughts, you can contact the Suicide Hotline Prevention Line. I don't know what that number is. So, I sadly can't.
There's a number you can text or call. It's 988. You can text it or you can call it.
Okay.
988.
Well, you can't call that number. That's a 3-digit number. That won't be valid. But
yes, you can.
Oh, you can call that. Okay.
It has a text. It has a text or a call option.
Okay, well that's nice.
I know because I've had to use it.
For a different reason that we will not be going into detail on. So. Anyway, so that's chapter 10. I hope you all enjoyed it.
Stop recording, checkbox.
Good night, guys.
Yep.